Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And today we're continuing in Acts chapter 16 by looking at verses 25 through 40. And yesterday we looked at how Paul and Silas cast out a demon from a local servant girl. This girl had been exploited by her owners who were using her to tell the future. And they were not happy when Paul cast out the demon because it meant that they were losing their source of income. And they brought Paul and Silas before some of the local leaders, and Paul and Silas were thrown into prison because of the work that they were doing. And just, I want you to just imagine how you would be feeling in this situation. You have traveled to this new city, a place you've never been before, and you're here to share the gospel. You're here to do the work of Jesus. And now you are in prison because of your faith and your commitment to Jesus. My guess is you would probably be pretty frustrated and upset and wondering, okay, what's the deal? God, why are you allowing this? We're having all of this success. We're seeing people trusting in Jesus. We're trying to start a church here. And now we are in prison. But watch how Paul and Silas responded to this adversity that they were facing. In verse 25, it says this: about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. I mean, how amazing is that? They were praising God from within their prison cell. They were praying, they were singing hymns to God, and all the people there were listening to them as they worshiped Jesus. You see, they would not allow their circumstances that they were facing to determine their outlook or their response. No, they would continue to praise. They would continue to trust no matter what kind of obstacles, no matter what kind of suffering that they faced. And look how God responded to their faithfulness and to their trust in Him. In verse 26, it says this: suddenly, as they're singing, as they're praying, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. So God intervenes on their behalf. God rescues them. He opens up the prison doors. And the jailer who was there that night assumed that as the prison doors were opening, that all of the prisoners, of course, would have fled. And he was getting ready to take his life because he knew that he would be responsible for the prisoners escaping. There's no way he would be able to explain what had happened. But Paul and Silas and the other prisoners, they remained there in the prison, even though the doors were open. And Paul, seeing what's about to happen, it says this in verse 28, but Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" I mean, talk about a lead-in for a gospel conversation. And Paul is thinking, well, I'm glad you asked, because this is exactly why we are here, to share the good news of Jesus, how you can be saved. And in verse 31, it says this: they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your whole household." And we're told that the jailer believed in the name of Jesus. He turned to Jesus for his salvation. And then he brings Paul and Silas back to his home and shares the message of Jesus with his household. And his whole household believed, and they were baptized. And the jailer there took care of their needs, cleaned them up, and fed them. But what we see through this story is that God used their chains, God used their imprisonment, their suffering, this obstacle to advance his gospel. He led this, used this adversity to lead this unlikely man, this Gentile jailer, to Christ, along with his entire family. So this morning, I just want to leave you with a couple questions to consider today. The first one is this: is do you trust the Lord when you are faced with an unfair or difficult situation? Like when you're going through something like Paul is, something that's outside of your control, something that's not your fault, maybe somebody else has wronged you, maybe you're just in a difficult circumstance, you're facing adversity, how do you tend to respond? Do you grow bitter and feel defeated and give up and get frustrated with God? Or do you continue to trust Him? Do you continue to praise Him? And secondly, do you use those opportunities, or do you use those obstacles as opportunities to share Jesus? You know, oftentimes our greatest trials in life have the potential to be our greatest testimonies. Because when we face adversity, when we are mistreated and we continue to trust and to praise Jesus, man, it speaks volumes to the world around us. And it has an opportunity to be a testimony of God's goodness and God's faithfulness in our life, regardless of the circumstances that we may be facing. So I want to take a minute to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. So God, we thank you that regardless of the situation that we may find ourselves in, that you are still at work, you are still in control. And often, God, you are most at work in the situations that seem the most hopeless, that are the most confusing, that we don't understand why we're facing them. And I thank you for this reminder today from Paul and Silas of how they continued to trust and continued to praise you despite the adversity that they were facing. And Lord, I pray that we would use the obstacles and the adversity we face in life as an opportunity to praise you and as an opportunity to point others to you. So, Father, we love you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus.